This is Beyond the Measure, Episode 1. Listen as I, a young composer, and my wife, a young choir director, interview other music educators in order to gain insight into their own success in the classroom. We have a lot to learn, and we want you to learn with us. No matter your age, ensemble, or experience, this is the ideal podcast for music educators, composers, and students alike. So join us as we go beyond the measure. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Beyond the Measure, the first episode of hopefully a long-running podcast that me and my wife are doing here for you. My name is Christian, and like I said, I'm here with my wife,
Kara.
This is a brand new kind of venture for us. We've never really done anything quite like this before, so bear with us as we kind of get used to the idea of recording ourselves for hopefully a lot of people to hear. And it'll take some getting used to for us, but, you know, it'll be fun. We'll just kind of get right down to it and kind of tell you what we're doing here, why we're here, and kind of what the goal of this podcast is going to be, what we hope that y'all will get out of it. So we are a young, newly married couple. I say newly, it's been like 9 months since we got married, but we just graduated college about a year ago. We are living in Abilene, Texas. We graduated from Hardin-Simmons University, and we...
Go Cowboys.
That's right, go Cowboys. And we both majored in music. I majored in music composition, and Kara, you majored in...
music education.
Yes.
With a emphasis in choral. So I'm a choir director.
Choir director, yes. And where do you teach?
I teach at Clyde Junior High and High School.
Yes. So you're a first year teacher.
I'm a first year teacher. I teach at two campuses. I teach junior high and high school choir.
Yeah. So first year teacher. Yeah. You're almost done with your first year, right?
In 2 months, I'll be done.
2 months. How does it feel to be that close to...
It feels weird. It feels like it really hasn't... It feels like it's been long, but also not.
Yeah.
I can't really... It's unbelievable that it's like I can really say that I've just finished my first year of teaching, and
yeah,
I'll be a second year teacher, so nobody will think I'm a newbie anymore, and I can't use the excuse, oh, well, it's my first year, so I don't really know what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, no, I'll tell you too. I'm not a teacher, but I was obviously right there with you as you started it and everything. And it feels like you just started it. Now here you are almost done, but it's been awesome to see you kind of go through all of it. But we'll get into more detail about that later on our next episode. I'm going to interview Kara, kind of just get to know, well, I already know it, but so y'all can kind of hear her story and kind of where she's at, so y'all can get to know her better. And then the third episode, Kara is going to interview me so that y'all can know more about me. But, just to tell you a little bit right now, for me, I'm currently actually working as an admissions counselor at Hardin-Simmons University. But like I said, I majored in music composition, and I am, I'm a composer. I do compose on the side as of right now, but ultimately my goal is to be able to compose full time. So that kind of brings me to the next point of kind of why we're doing this podcast is, you know, we're both really young, and we're both really at the very beginning of our musical careers here. But we were wanting to do this podcast kind of for different reasons. So Kara, do you want to tell us a little bit about like kind of what you're thinking on your end?
Yeah, for me, it's more trying to gain the experience and like learn from other music educators that have lots of experience under their belt, and just, you know, trying to find the best practices, best techniques, best habits to instill for the rest of my career. If that makes sense.
Oh yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And that's really good. So, I mean, if you're listening to this and you're, you know, whether you're a young educator or a student or even an older educator, I mean, we're hoping that people of all ages are going to be able to learn with us as we go about learning from other people that have been doing this for many years. We'll get into more specifics about how that's going to look here in a second. But from my perspective as a composer, we thought this would be kind of a cool dynamic is to have. So we have Kara here who's kind of looking at it from the teacher angle and just learning on how she can become a better teacher. But for me, I'm wanting to learn from these people as a composer because, as a composer, composers and music educators, we have kind of like a symbiotic, I don't know how you say it, I don't know what's the right
potato,
way.
Potato.
Potato. We kind of have a symbiotic relationship and, you know, we can't really exist. One can't really exist without the other. And also just in my own experience over the past few years and being in college, I realized that, man, as a composer, you need to become best friends with as many music educators as you can, because, you know, ultimately you're going to gain so much insight and knowledge, not just from them, but also just having those connections and having those resources with, you know, in regards to your music.
Is that why you married me?
That's the only reason why. Yes, that's it. So if you're listening to this and you are, you're a composer or you're a young composer, composition student, I highly encourage you to listen to this podcast. I think this is going to be really beneficial for you. I'll even say for me, in the past, I've looked for podcasts that were solely directed towards young composers. And I wasn't ever really able to find many that I felt like were really beneficial to me. Cause I was mainly looking for stuff in regards to like either the business side of things or just how to better market myself. And, you know, just those early steps, not necessarily like music theory and orchestration or studying classical, you know, pieces or composers and stuff. Cause there's a lot of podcasts that talk about that, but there aren't many that actually focus on a young composer's journey and the steps they need to take, to kind of grow, in those early stages. And I'm not saying we'll have a lot of specifics in regards to that, but I can tell you already from my own experience that you need to learn as much as you can about the ins and outs of, music educators, what they do. Because they can provide so much helpful, things that are helpful for you as a composer. So,
yeah. And like the same goes for me. I've been trying to search for podcasts that are, you know, centered around, new teachers, not necessarily new choir teachers, but just new teachers in general in the field. And like, it's been so difficult, because there's nothing that I've been able to find. And so this is kind of like a step towards, or just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well, and if there's anyone listening here and they do know of any podcasts that are really good in those areas for either of us, or you're listening to this and maybe you have a podcast like that, don't be offended. We probably just didn't find you or something like that. we don't mean any offense by that, but, okay, cool. So what can you kind of expect, from this podcast? So the way we're going to kind of do this, Kara, do you want to explain kind of how we're going to do that?
Sure. So our podcast is going to be mainly centered around interviewing, for the start, interviewing people and music educators that we know in the community, that we are surrounded by. Whether that be at the collegiate level, elementary level, and secondary level, and not even just choir, but orchestral and band and other aspects of music that are all kind of intertwined. So probably our fourth episode will be the first interview of like somebody else that's not me or Christian. And so we're just going to be interviewing them, getting a little bit of background on how do they get to where they are now and everything. And, just asking them different questions, like what are the best practices that you've found? What are some struggles that you've faced throughout your years of teaching? And stuff like that. Other things might be just specific topics. So like, for example, maybe how to prevent burnout, or tried and true music literature for choir, for different choirs and stuff like that.
Yeah. So we're not just going to talk to choral directors. We have more of a choral background, but we're going to try to talk to a variety of music educators. And again, I mean, even though I have more of a choral background, I do really, really enjoy writing music for orchestra and band and other instruments. So, you know, especially for me, I want to be able to hear from, you know, other educators that aren't just in the choral area. And yeah, as far as like, kind of like what you were saying, Kara, about like the topics and everything, I don't really know. We'll kind of see how it goes early on. I don't know if we'll kind of orient these episodes to be more topic focused from the beginning, or if we'll kind of just interview them. And if a certain topic kind of surfaces that we talk about a lot in the episode, then that'll kind of become what that one's about.
Or if it's just you and me, like we don't have like a guest or anything, those are, we could talk about specific topics and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So we plan on uploading weekly. That's the plan as of right now. We should be able to do that. And we are gonna start kind of like Kara said, interviewing a lot of people that are in the Abilene area where we live. We can interview them here in person, but we by no means are gonna just, you know, stay that way.
Or limit ourselves.
Exactly. And Abilene, I don't know if, you know, majority of people listening probably aren't very familiar with Abilene, but, you know, Abilene's a smaller town in Texas, but it has a really, really large music community here. So, it's a really, really good place for us to be where we're at right now. But with that being said, we're definitely going to try to interview people that are in other places and other, you know, areas and backgrounds, different sort of music scenes here. So we're really excited to do that. So just to give y'all a little bit more context, kind of on kind of how we ended up here together, Kara, tell us kind of about, you know, what brought us together.
So as we mentioned earlier, we both went to Hardin-Simmons University, and we are both music majors. And so first day of school, or I guess it was the week before school actually started, because they had like this, you know, week for freshmen to, you know, get to know each other or whatever. And so we met in the music building. And it was during our, placements, like theory placements and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I remember sitting across from him and he was rapping Hamilton.
Oh man. Episode 1. Already get to hear that about me. That's a bad
start.
I'm
pretty sure he was singing, like rapping My Shot or whatever.
Oh yeah. It was My Shot.
And I was like, oh,
that was like the only one I actually knew. And I thought I was like any guy that comes in as a freshman in college. Like I thought I was like so cool being able to do that. Cause like in high school, if you could do that, like all the girls thought you were so cool. And
yeah. Meanwhile, in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, he's one of those.
Yeah. So great first impression.
It wasn't, it by no means was love at first sight.
No.
But we had many classes together. We had 8 a.m. music theory.
That's right.
And we didn't start sitting next to each other, but
no.
Eventually, we started sitting next to each other in class. Mm-hmm. We would have like homework and study halls or whatever with our friends, and then it eventually just became me and Christian. Yeah. And so we had more time together, and here we are.
Yeah. And not to be like all sappy or anything like that, but just to kind of show you that, you know, we're here because of music and our passion and our love for music. And it's just kind of crazy to think back to when that was all happening, and it's like, wow, and here we are now, we're married and we've come a long way. So 8 a.m. theory. I remember those days, freshman year with Dr. D. Romines, who hopefully we plan on having on the podcast here pretty soon. So stay tuned for that. Really, really good guy. Really, really wise man.
Yep.
So, okay. So before we go, before we wrap this episode up, just to kind of lay down kind of the main, I guess, ground rule you could kind of say for this podcast going forward. And I'm not saying we're going to, you know, always be exactly standing by this rule, because, you know, that's going to be really hard. But we don't want this to be a podcast that is full of just people complaining and being upset about all the things that are wrong in the world or in the system. Cause, you know, there are a lot of things that could be improved in the education system from what, you know, from what you've told me, Kara, and a lot of what we've both seen and heard, whether it was in person or online or, you know, people ranting on social media, TikTok and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be that, we don't want to be full of just, you know, complaining and that kind of thing. We don't have a problem with bringing up, you know, problems and stuff that could be, you know, better in the education area. But if we talk about stuff like that, we want to be able to provide solutions or at least discussions on, you know, what we can do as composers and as music educators to improve and to get better and to get through these, you know, these different areas. Cause you know, it doesn't help anyone to just keep talking about stuff negatively with, you know, no actual mm-hmm. solution. So, all righty. Is there anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much all we have for this introductory episode. Again, thank you for joining us. We hope to see you again, or I guess, I feel that feels weird to see you again. Hope you'll join us again for the next episodes. Again, next couple episodes, we'll be interviewing each other so y'all can get to know us more. And then right after that, weekly uploads, we'll be interviewing music educators from different areas and backgrounds. So we'll see y'all. Dang it. No, not see you.
Thank you to our sponsor, Honey.
Thank you to our sponsor, Honey.
Promo code is you go to honey.com/ Beyond the Measure. That is honey.com/ Beyond the Measure. Thank you again, Honey, for being a sponsor.
So just so y'all know, Honey is not a sponsor, but...
Oh, are you putting that in there?
Well, just in case is a disclaimer. But the other thing... No. We can leave it in.
It's fine.